Here with Pleasantville head football coach Matt Jorth to recap their big homecoming win Friday night over Ogden. Coach, you know, your team, was up big in halftime and, you know, kind of continued that on into the second half for a commanding win tonight over Ogden. Just walk me through the game a little bit.
Yeah, we came out right out of the gates quickly. I think there was 3 seconds off the clock total, and we were up 7-0. Just had a nice big pass play we've been working on all week to start the game, and beautiful route, beautiful pass, beautiful execution led to a quick score, and our defense came out really playing really good football and just really shut down what they were trying to do offensively right away. Got a three and out, got it back, scored quick again. Got another three and out, got it back, scored quick again. And by the end of the first quarter, it was 28-0. Just a really, really, really good kind of out-of-the-gates effort by our guys. A little concerned about making sure they weren't distracted by all the events of homecoming, all the other things going on around here these days. So it was good to see them come out and really stay focused and execute at a high level from the get-go and play the way they're capable. So from there, it was, 35-0 at half, and then played your starters a little bit in the third quarter and then really do a lot to try to get your subs in with that fast running clock in the second half. So by then it was just a matter of managing the game and trying to get a bunch of different guys in the game.
Yeah, what was it kind of like this week preparing for a team like Ogden that you guys, at least in the bound era, have never played? Was it a little different? You know, I know they're in your conference for other sports, but in the football side of things, was it any sort of a challenge preparing for them?
Oh, I think it's just like preparing for everybody else. You know, in the age of huddle, it's pretty easy to get a lot of game film out there and scout them out pretty good. It's just neat to play new teams, you know, just get some new and different connections and competitions going and new teams you get to know. So not extra special hard or anything, just kind of interesting to get some new teams on the schedule and face some new guys.
And I know last week you had most of your team back from injuries, you know, going into this week and after tonight's game. Are you pretty healthy, feeling good with where your guys are at on that side of things?
Yeah, I'd say we're probably almost as healthy as we've been probably this whole year. Getting those guys back, they're not all fully back, but they're as close to fully back as they've been in quite a while. So it's good to see a lot of guys in there playing ball the way they're capable of. And, you know, this point in the season, especially after the 5-game run we had there, we got a lot of bumps and bruises and owies, but guys have done a good job taking care of themselves and managing those kind of not injuries, but, you know, bumps and bruises you get along the way. So I think we're in pretty good shape right now. Hopefully we just continue to trend up and get healthier and healthier and keep searching for that best football, I think, that's still out there for us.
What do you think about it has been about your offense so far that's been, you know, kind of starting to click? Had the rough game against Interstate 35. Of course, you were missing a lot of guys in that game too, but then being able to come back, get a big win against West Marshall last week and then a blowout win tonight. Do you feel that there's something certain with your offense that's really been working well?
I think we are continuing to grow. I think we're continuing to get better. The injury development and the healing is something to do with it. But, yeah, I just think we have a lot of different athletes that can do things with the football and make you pay. And I think we just continue to try to expand into that and balance those things out and find ways to utilize all of them. And I think that's just continuing to be kind of the fruits of that labor.
You know, going into next week against West Central Valley, kind of that'll be another home game for you guys, but what do you know about them and kind of how do you start preparing for that team?
Well, it's always good to be at home again. We're excited to have that opportunity, but preparations for them will start tomorrow. We had a chance to see them a little bit against Ogden, as that was the game last week. So we got a little peek on them, got a little bit of an idea of what they're doing, but we'll study them a lot further this weekend and see what we need to do.
Well, Coach, kind of before we wrap up, you know, homecoming this weekend for Pleasantville, you know, what's kind of special about just the homecoming game and especially getting a big win on homecoming and just for these kids to, you know, enjoy the week and kind of all the festivities that go into that?
Yeah, and I think that's just it. There's a lot of just community support, a lot of activities, a lot of fun stuff going on. So it's a lot of fun for our kids to experience that week. And we got a lot of people that do a nice job organizing a lot of fun activities. So with all those activities, it's easy to get distracted sometimes. So it's just good to see guys stay focused on their preparation and make sure they're taking care of business, and then they can go celebrate it with all their friends with the homecoming dance. So it was just a good all-around experience for us this weekend.